Mental health is affecting more and more young men in Australia. Although today's society is considered more progressive, there are still many men suffering in silence, unable to talk about their experiences with mental health. Liam, whose real name we are keeping anonymous, is a logistics manager at a large supermarket warehouse. He says his mental health has taken a significant toll on his life.
I guess the biggest challenge would be the moment you open up. It's like a confliction. Where I consider myself as weak for being able to open up and not handling it myself.
This experience is not uncommon. According to Beyond Blue, 1 in 7 men aged 16 to 24 experience depression or anxiety each year. Primary school teacher Louis Scott also relates to this feeling of being unable to talk freely about his struggles.
Would be dealing with, I guess, the stigma with mental health. More than anything, and I guess the kind of embarrassment maybe that it can bring. I think that, and also when you do need help, I think you might go on a waiting list and you might need help right now, but you might not be able to see someone for a few months.
Professor Rob Moody is a distinguished health expert with over 30 years in public health and 4 co-authored books. He is also an advisor to the Resilience Project, a project that promotes mental health well-being for young men.
Basically, it's a program. It's not a talk. It's really about a change of the way the school works. So it's not only for students, but it's as importantly, and perhaps the main focus is for teachers and for parents as well, so that everybody is aligned in the same area. And the great thing about this program compared to many others is it's driven by educators. So it's driven not necessarily by health people, but by people that really do understand the primary and secondary school systems. And that makes, I think, an enormous difference.
Mr. Scott says although mental health and well-being are spoken about and outlined in school curriculums around Australia, it is hard to guarantee the information is transferred to classrooms.
There's always like guidance officers and counsellors and that sort of thing, but I don't think there's anything too major. I guess maybe in some of the HPE curriculum it would talk about mental health, but I wouldn't say it's a huge curriculum focus, but I guess school to school and teacher to teacher.
This is where the Resilience Project come in. It offers a data-driven program that actually works and has seen great results, as Professor Moody explains.
The data is just showing the fact that it's through this sort of natural experiment, if you like, of COVID, that the kids in the Resilience Project, their anxiety didn't increase, their depression didn't increase, whereas it did in kids in not in the project. Also, their connection to family and to school increased rather than decreased. So quite major positive shifts compared to schools that weren't in the project. You know, very few programs have ever been shown to have such major impacts, and that's why I've been really impressed with it. I mean, even looking at issues like smoking and diet, then, you know, kids in the Resilience Project schools have done better. And that's really, really fascinating, I think. But it means that change is possible if done well.
With all the added stresses in life today, it is hard to remember to take time for yourself. You can contact the Resilience Project and visit their website at theresilienceproject.com.au. Listeners are encouraged to take time for themselves and speak up if they or someone they love is struggling with mental health issues. You can call Lifeline on 13 11 14 or Beyond Blue on 1300 22 4636. Remember, you are never alone.